Good evening. We find ourselves now in the waning moments, days, to the month of Tishrei, as we get ready for the new month of Mar Cheshvan, which will be here this Shabbos. This Shabbos, besides being Parshas Noach, is also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And although the month of Tishrei is coming to a close, the goal is that we extend the Tishrei into the Mar Cheshvan, into the rest of the year. There's a famous statement by many tzaddikim who basically said the same thing, and that which we say in the Zmiris on Shabbos, which is from the Arizal, Yehei Rava Kamei the Sishrei Al Amei. Literally it means, let it be the will of Hashem that he should hover over us, his presence should be with us. But the tzaddikim said, Tishrei al ame, that Tishrei, Yehiratzayin, that Tishrei should stay with us. It's not just, it's over, we had a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and now back to normal. No, it's not back to normal. It shouldn't be back to normal, but we should extend the Tishrei into the rest of the year, especially into the upcoming month of Mar Cheshvan, which is a very difficult thing to do, as we speak here almost every year during this time, because we're going from a month that is so strong and powerful, a month that is called in Navi and Malachim Yerach Eisonim, to a month referred to as Yerach Bul. Bul means wither away. The leaves are falling off the trees. The earth looks like mounds and mounds and trenches. Bul, and as Rashi says in Malachim. A month of rain, a dreary month, an empty month, seemingly no Yomim Tovim. We're going from a month that's Meruba B'mayadayis, as the Medrash says, Chodesh HaShivi'i, Chodesh HaSivi'i, satiated, Muzba, to a month that has absolutely no Yom Tov at all. The only month that has absolutely no special day whatsoever, not a Yom Tov or a fast day, which will turn into a Yom Tov, but seemingly empty. I mean, it's an empty month. And one of the reasons why it's called Mar Cheshvan, although Mar Cheshvan is actually a Babylonian word, but B'derech Remez, Mar means bitter. We're going from a month of sweetness, the month in which we, every meal, dipped challah in honey. Some even did a Shabbos Bereshis, beginning with Rosh Hashanah for an entire month, into a month of Meriris, a month where we no longer have this sweetness. We no longer have the festive, the Yom Tov mode. A month where we had so many special mitzvahs to perform, one of the reasons it's called Yerach Eisonim, Eison B'mitzvahs, to a month that does not have any special mitzvah in it at all, a regular month, regular days, regular Shabbosos. So this is a difficult transition to make. But as we spoke in previous years, the goal really is Mar Cheshvan. We're here for Mar Cheshvan. Tishrei is just the month that gives us all that we need in order to deal with your every average day of the week. And the goal is to extend the Tishrei into the Mar Cheshvan. During this time of year, we always read Bereishis Noach. We start the Shabbos after Yom Tov with Bereishis, which is Shabbos Mevorcha Mar Cheshvan, and then comes Noach, which is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. And this year, the first day, the earliest that it could be, is like this year when Shabbos fell out right after Simchas Torah. Otherwise, it could even be further on into Mar Cheshvan. But Noach clearly is a Mar Cheshvan month. And Tishrei is Shabbos Mevorchim Mar Cheshvan. So tonight we'll focus on some ideas related to the two parshiyos, Bereishis Noach, which actually the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the world will last for 6,000 years. Shnei Alofim Toihu, Shnei Alofim Toira, Shnei Alofim Yemais HaMashiach. And the Shnei Alofim Toihu, the first 2,000 years of history, are called 2,000 years of desolation, emptiness, before Avram Avinu becomes Avram Avinu, before he becomes a believer in Hashem, in one God, and he begins to influence others when he's 52 years old. As we'll see in next week's parasha, that's in the year 2000. The first 2,000 years are called Shnei Alofim Toihu, emptiness. And that's Bereishis Noach. Bereishis Noach are about the 20 generations, beginning with Adam HaRishon until Noach and Parshas Bereishis, and then Noach till Avram, and our Parsha this week, Parshas Noach. These are Shnei Alofim Toihu, which nothing is coincidental. The fact that right after Simchas Torah, right after Tishrei, Osius Reishis, right after this powerful, powerful month called Yerach HaEsanim, we go into the Shnei Alafim Toihu. We learn about the 2,000 years of emptiness. In fact, after the first pasuk of Bereishis bara Elohim Eis HaShamayim V'Eis HaOretz, which the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud, there was no simcha like the day of the creation of the world. The Gemara there equates Yom HaKamas HaMishkam to the Yom Briyas Shamayim Va'oretz, Yismuchu HaShamayim V'Sogel HaOretz, Bereishis bara Elohim, the first pasuk of Chumash, very happy pasuk, the creation of the world, Yesh Me'ayin, Es HaShamayim V'Es HaOretz. The next pasuk, right afterwards, V'HaOretz Hoysa Soihu V'Voihu V'Choyshech Al Pnei Sahoyim. Empty, and it's astonishingly empty, as Rashi explains. Toihu v'avoihu, darkness, tohoim, an abyss. And as Chazal tells us, it refers to the four malchios, the four empires that enslaved Klal Yisrael, and where we're still in Golus, throughout most of the years, of the 6,000 years that Hashem created the world to last. Most of them was toihu v'avoihu, choyshech and sohoim, especially that we are already now in the Shnei Alafim, Yemais HaMashiach. And yet Mashiach is still not here, as the Gemara says, "Ba'avinu harabim yotzu masha yotzu." So why is it right after Zman Simchaseinu, right after Chodesh Tishrei, Yerach HaEsanim, we right away read the Haaretz Hayshosoyhu v'avoyhu v'choyshech al pnei sahaim, and then Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. The parasha Bereishis ends also very, very sad. It ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to destroy the world. The parasha starts with joy, and it ends with depression. Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is depressed. And he says, Emche esa adam asher borosi me'al pnei ha'adam, me'adam ad behema ki nichamti ki asisim. On the one hand, we start off this parasha, as we always speak, that every parasha, the beginning and the end, are connected. It starts off with Simcha, Bereishis bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Es HaOretz, the Bria, and it ends with the destruction of the Bria, where Hashem says, Emcha Es HaAdam. And if not for V'Noyach Matzachain Be'enei Hashem, which continues into this week's parasha, and Noyach and his family are saved, the entire world would have been wiped out. Is this the kind of parasha, is this the mood that we are supposed to enter right after Chodesh Tishrei? Not only that, but if one looks in the details of Parshas Bereishis, after the Bria, we talk about the first Aveira in history, Chetei Tzadas, the first murder in history, Kayin kills Hevel, Avodah Zarah for the first time is in Bereishis, Ozhu Chalikroi B'Shem Hashem, Gili Arayis, Vayiru B'nei Elohim Es B'nei So'odim, Vayikruhem Noshim Yikol HaShem Bacharu. Depression begins in Parshas Bereishis, as the Svarim note that Chet leads to depression. We know depression leads to Chet, but Chet leads to depression. Harba arba itzuvoynech v'heiroynech be'etzev tel dibonim. The Parsha begins with a beis, as the Medrash says. The reason why Bereishis starts with a beis, the Torah starts with a beis, because beis is bracha. And yet there are more curses in this Parsha than in most Parshas. Adam is cursed, Chava is cursed, the Nochash is cursed. Kayin is cursed. The earth is cursed. One klala after another, which we suffer till today from those curses, including, of course, Ofer Ataviel, Ofer Toshuv. Very, very sad, depressing parasha l'cha'ayru. And it doesn't get better in Noyach. Because in Noyach, after the 10 generations, and Hashem wants to wipe out the entire world, that's what he does. Vayimach is called Hayikum Asher al Pnei Ha'adama. And if not for Noyach and his family on the Teva, there would be no one. And if that's not enough, after the Mabul, after Noach comes out of the Teva, Vayeshnin Hayayin Vayishgar, he gets drunk. And as a result, Chom is cursed. There's slavery introduced in the world. Slay Avdus, which is also a curse. Oror Kanaan, Eved Avodim Yelechav. And if that's not enough, we come to the story of the Dor HaFloga. We have the Tower of Bavel, Migdal Bavel. Kibala Hashem Sfas Kol Ha'oretz. V'cha'ira, this doesn't really seem to fit, or perhaps it does, as we'll see, but it doesn't seem to fit the time. We're coming from such a month, a jam-packed month, full of simcha, full of mitzvahs. We're on such a high, and we begin reading that which is going to bring us down. It's very sad to have to go through the parashas of Bereishis and Noach, the Shnei Alofim Toyu. Of course, we come to the end of Noach, Avram Avinu emerges. And then, of course, we have Lech Lecha Vayera, and then we have the first Jew, and so on. But these two parashas are very difficult. How do they, in the scheme of things, how are these parashas, Bereishis and Noach, related to the time that we're in? And they're always read as we make the transition from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan. Bereishis ends with V'Noach Motzachein Be'enei Hashem. And Noach, of course, starts with Eila told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik tomim hoya b'day roisav. Esu elekim is alech Noach. Noach ends with Terach. The Torah elaborates about Terach, the Pashtus, because from whom comes Avram Avinu. Terach has three children, including a grandson, Horam. Terach leaves Ur Kasdim, where Avram Avinu is put in the fire because he refuses to bow down to the idols, and he crushed all the idols. And then Avram and Nachor marry, and they take their wives with them, with Terach. Terach takes Avram and Lot and Sarai. They leave Ur Kasdim, and they go to Choron, where they stay. And next week we'll read how Avram goes further on into Eretz Yisrael, but Terach and his family stay in Choron. The last pasuk is Vayihiyu Yemei Serach, Chamesh Shanim Umasayim Shana. Terach lives 205 years. Vayomas Terach B'choron. Terach dies in Choron. That's how the parasha ends. Strange to end the parasha that way. Terach dies in Choron. And Rashi makes note here that Terach didn't die at this time. Terach lives further on. We know Terach is 70 years older than Avram, and Avram, when he leaves Choron, he's 75. So that means Terach is 145. Why talk about his death over here when he's still living? He doesn't die until Avram Avinu is older. Until Avram Avinu is over 100, Terach is still living. Vayomas Terach b'choron, so Rashi says that the people shouldn't say that Avram Avinu didn't fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. He left his father and he went away. And because Rishoyim are referred to as dead even when they're alive. And then he ends off that there's a nun hafucha at the end of the parasha, a backwards nun. Farshim grapple what that is exactly. We've been chashai, others, what exactly is the nun hafucha? We don't really have it, but then the old Sifrei Torah, there was a nun that was turned around, but there was other shinuyim. Loimar loch ad Avram charoin af shel mokoim ba'olam. Till Avram, we can't say till Avram was born, it has to be, that was until Avram emerges as Avraham, meaning the believer in the one God, going around and teaching Torah, basically till he's 52 years old, which begins the 2,000 years of Torah, as mentioned before. There's charoin af in the world. Hashem is angry. That would seem for the entire 2,000 years, basically. There's charoin af shel mokom, or at least after the first Aveira, right away. Adam eats from the Eitz Hadas, that's the first day of creation. And then Cain kills Hevel, and the other Aveiras enumerated in Bereishis, continuing into Noach. So till Avram, there's charoin af shel mokom. The Paradis Yosef asks, what does that have to do with Nun Hafucha? What does Nun Hafucha have to do with the fact that till Avram there's anger in the world? So he suggests that the Nun Hafucha has nothing to do really with it. Nun Hafucha just indicates that this pasuk is out of place. We know that from in Baha'u'llah. In Baha'u'llah, the only other place, and there we know what it is, there we have it in our Sifrei Torah, that there are two Nun Hafuchas between Vayihi ben Isaiah Ha'orain and Uvenucha Yoimar, and the reason why there are Nun Hafucha is there is because those two psukim are out of order. They don't really belong there. To tell you that, there are the backwards Nun. So here there's a backwards Nun, says the Paradis Yosef, to tell you that this pasuk doesn't really belong here. As Rashi just said, it doesn't belong here because Terach lived many years after this. It's put here to tell us that Terach was considered dead, even though he really was alive. Well, we shouldn't think that Avram didn't keep to Kibur Avaim. But we know that Terach did tshuva. Rashi quotes it in Lech Lecha, at the Tikover B'Seva, Tovay Alav V'Secha B'Shalayim, that Avram is being told that he's going to go back to Terach. Why would Avram have to go back to Terach? Because Terach did tshuva. So the Chsam Sofer, the last shtick of Chsam Sofer, on this parasha, says, Vayomas Terach B'choron means, Terach was considered dead as long as there was Charoin Av Shel Mokom. But after Avram Avinu emerges as Avraham Avinu. After Avraham recognizes that there's only one God, and he preaches monotheism, Terach does tshuva. So Terach's no longer considered dead. So he suggests, the Pasuk is telling you, Vayomas Terach b'charan, that Terach was considered dead even when he was alive, as long as there was charoin af shel mokim, and as long as there was anger in the world. And that was basically until the year 2000, Terach was dead, even though he was alive. But after Avram brought the recognition of Hashem to the world, Terach does tshuva, then Terach is not considered dead. It doesn't really explain, though, why this is the last pasuk of Parshas Noach, or what the connection that this has to do with the beginning of the parasha. Ela told us Noach, and of course, the month that we're in now, the month of Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul, and it's the association to the month. We find ourselves now after the Yomim Tovim, after when Tishrei is about to end. There's a sefer called Arugas HaBoisem, the Arugas HaBoisem from the Nechus Derav. So he says something very interesting, very amazing actually, very, very comforting and very encouraging. We always look for chizuk, especially that many will think that, you know, if I didn't utilize the Elul Tishrei that I just went through properly, I guess there's no hope for me, it's hopeless. Although we know that till Chanukah, there's the Chanukah is the Gemara HaChasima too. But a person, L'cha'ira, who at this time of year hasn't woken up yet, is there really any hope for such a person? So the Arugas HaBaisim says, yes, there definitely is. And he says a very interesting thing. He says, based on the Gemara in the Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph, which Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Vayetzei, that Yaakov Avinu, as we all know, left Be'er Sheva to go to Charan. Chazal tell us he actually went to Charan, passed the Makom HaMikdash, where Avram davened, where Yitzchak davened. And then when he got to Charan, he realized, what did I do? I passed the Makom HaMikdash, and I didn't even think of davening there. Oy, what am I going to do now? So he had charata, he was sorry, and he turned around to go all the way back. And just having the thought of going back itself, for that alone Hashem made a nes, and the Makom HaMikdash met him, Vayivka b'makom. He encounters the Makom HaMikdash. The Makom HaMikdash comes back to him. Hashem makes a nes. He shouldn't have to go all the way back. He wanted so badly to go back, because he passed the Makom HaMikdash, and he didn't utilize the opportunity. And diving there, the reward was, as he turns around, the Mikdash came to him. Vayivka b'amokim. So says the Gemara in Chulin, which Rashi brings here in Parashas Vayetzei. Says the Arugas HaBoisem amazingly. He says, "What? Why did that happen? Amaisa Ovis Simin Labonim. Whatever happens with the Ovis affects us throughout history. What do we gain knowing that Yaakov Avinu passed the Makom HaMikdash, went to Charan, and then he realized that, oh, he made a mistake, he forgot to daven there, he turns around, and the Makom HaMikdash encounters him, he doesn't even have to go anywhere. That's very nice for Yaakov Avinu, for a great man like that. It's not going to happen to us." Says the Arugas HaBoisem, wrong, it does happen to us. Beruchnius, and in Zman, if a Yid feels bad because he let Tishrei fly by, he let Tishrei pass, and he says, "Oh, what did I do? Another Tishrei passed, and I didn't utilize the opportunity." And he says, "Oh, I wish I can go back to those days." Says the Arugas HaBoisem, Hashem brings you back to those days. That's right. Meaning you can encounter Tishrei in Mar Cheshvan. Obviously, you can't use your Lulav and Esrog now. We can't get carried away and say the halachically, we can build the sukkah now, and we can blow shofar now. No. Those mitzvahs, assumingly we did. It's just that if a person did not utilize the opportunity, the shefa, the ruchnius, and he wasn't turned on to the Shechina. He didn't turn to Hashem. He didn't change. Does that mean he can't change? He could still change, and he can do that even after Tishrei passes. Just like after Yaakov Avinu passed the Makom HaMikdash, he decides to go back. It comes to him. Hashem brings the Tishrei in Mar Cheshvan. We perhaps add to that. Every month we know has a combination of Hashem's name. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tishrei is from the last letters of the words Vayiru Oisa Sorei Paroi, which we spoke about as we began the month of Tishrei. Those four words, Vayiru Oisa Sorei Paroi, in which the combination of Hashem's name for Tishrei is located, is a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. And Parshas Lech Lecha is always read in Mar Cheshvan. In other words, the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tishrei is Davka in Mar Cheshvan, to indicate that we can still bring the Shefa of Tishrei, we can still be Zeicha to Tishrei, and to the Ha'oros of Tishrei, even in Mar Cheshvan. That means someone, let's say, who didn't utilize the Tishrei properly. Certainly someone who did. So the utmost, of course, is that you don't stop there and go back and revert back to the way we were before, but to extend the month into the month of Mar Cheshvan. The Yismach Moshe says in Parshas Re'eh, he quotes the pasuk that we lay in the second day of Rosh Hashanah in Yirmiyah. Mini koylech mi bechi ve'enayich mi dima yesh tikvah l'achariseich v'shavu bonim l'gvulam. He says, after the time that we stop crying, in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we cry, we do tshuva. So, mini koylech mi bechi ve'enayich mi dima, stop crying. Yesh tikvah l'achariseich, there's hope for you. You had a very good Tishrei. But you know what happens? V'shavu bonim l'gvulam. He says that everyone goes back to the way they were, which is a problem. We're not supposed to go back, but we're supposed to continue going higher and higher and extend the Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. He used that pasuk sort of as a vitz, as a mederach tzachas, to say what unfortunately happens many times is that after Tishrei, we go back, we make so many resolutions, and we promise we're going to do this, and we're not going to do that. How long does it last? There's a sefer called Sefer HaChayim from Reb Chaim Palachi, from the great Mekubol, from the great Sfardish Gedolim. He says it was customary in his makam and their makamas that the 12 days after Sukkot was over, the 12 days, they would delve into everything that they were into during the month of Tishrei. They would review, they would go over whatever they learned, how they were inspired, because the 12 days after, he says, correspond to the 12 months of the year. And if we, for 12 days after Tishrei, continue with the inspiration of Tishrei, we will have a great year. And the 12 days after Tishrei, which would include, of course, the days going into Mar Cheshvan as well, because the day after Tishrei is already, after Yom Tov, after Sukkot, is already Chavdal and Tishrei, so that goes into Mar Cheshvan. By doing that, we extend Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. So the parshiyos that are read at this time are very, very timely, because as we leave the month of Tishrei, we encounter the Satan, we encounter the Nachash, we enter a month where everything is plain. We're no longer in this bubble, we're no longer in this utopian atmosphere where everything is perfect. In the month of Tishrei, we are like in our mother's womb. The Gemara tells us in Nida, which we speak about many times, that when a child is in utero, the child is taught kol ha-Torah kula, the entire Torah. As soon as the baby is about to leave its mother's stomach, the malach gives it a slap and it forgets the learning that it learned in utero for 9 months. And all the mefarshim ask, of course, what's the purpose? What was it for if you forget it anyway? And the mefarshim explained that Torah is divine, Torah is infinite, Torah is one with Hashem. How can a human being learn Torah at all? It's only because we are given when we enter this world, and we during the 9 months that we are in sort of, it's like a transition going from Shamayim to Eretz, from the Neshama being Chatzuv Mitachas Kisei HaKovid, entering into the world, which interestingly it's called Kever. The womb of a woman is called a Kever. Ein Psichas HaKever B'Leidam. Interesting too that the grave of a person is also called a Kever. So why do we call the womb a Kever? The womb is a grave. So the kever where the person goes after at Me'eva Esrim is also a transition period between him entering Gan Eden. So either there's Chibutah Kever, there's Gehenim for the 11 months. It's a transitional period between this world and the next. The same as the mother's womb is the transition from Shamayim coming down to this world. So it's also called Kever. So Svarim explained to us, if not for the fact that Hashem gives us the entire Torah in the womb, we would not be able to learn Torah when we come here. Torah is divine. Torah is too holy for a human being to comprehend. But because Hashem satiates the neshama, the Gemara says, "Mashbien oisai tehit tzaddik." The Samach Tzaddik says, "Mashbien oisai." The neshama is being satiated with kedusha, with Torah, with or, with shefa, in order for it to be able through life to connect with Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do it. So even though we forget, and it has to be that way, because if we remember the Torah afterwards, so there's no challenge anymore. There's no bechira. We forget. We don't remember it at all. But it's there in the recesses of the mind. It's there. And then we're able to learn later on, but only through avodah, of course, through toil. No one will say that the purpose of creation was that Hashem will send neshamas into wombs of their mothers. They'll learn kol ha'Torah kula, and afterwards they'll go to Gan Eden. Well, what did they do? They didn't do anything. There's no Yetzirah there. The Yetzirah first enters, as Rashi brings in this week's parasha, after the baby is born. Ki Yetzirah lev ha'adam ra mina urav, mina orav ksiv, mishaninar lotzeis mimei imay. There's no Yetzirah in the womb. So the baby learns kol ha'Torah kula with no distractions. So he's going to get reward for that? Of course not. So he forgets his learning, then he comes into the world and has to deal with an outside world, with a Yetzirah, with a Satan, with distractions, especially today, like never before, and he's mezgaber over it, and he connects himself to Torah and Yiddishkeit, and to Torah and mitzvahs, and for that he gets reward. But without that introduction, without being taught Torah in utero during the 9 months, we wouldn't be able to learn Torah. So we need that. Tishrei, we're in the mother's womb. Sort of. In Tishrei, Hashem satiates us for the upcoming year. That's why it's called the Chodesh HaShevi'i, the Chodesh HaSevi'i. Musba, as the Medrash says. It's satiated. There's note that every type of Yom Tov you could think of is in Tishrei. It's Musba, Meruba, B'moyadois. We're surrounded by Kedusha constantly. The entire month, literally, the entire month, we're going to shul every day, whether it's before that even, for Slichas and for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Aseres Yemei Teshuva and preparing for Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah and Shabbos Bereishit. Now it's like we're coming out of the womb now. When Tishrei is over, we forget. The Malach slaps the Tinoik, he forgets his learning, but when does it really count? Now is when it counts. Now let's see you get there on your own. Now you have to work at it. Avodah, it has to be something that you deserve because it comes through your toil, not given to you on a silver platter like in the womb. In Tishrei, the Oirois, the Shefa, is given to us sort of on a silver platter. Now it's gone. Now let's see if we, first of all, keep to all the resolutions that we made, and let's see if it's possible that we can continue on such a high that we were in Tishrei in Mar Cheshvan. But this time, we're going to have to deal with the Yetzirah, though. So as soon as we leave Tishrei, we are like the baby who's being born. When the baby is born, the baby forgets its learning. We enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. In some ways, we forget where we were just a few days ago, where we were a month ago. That's why this is the month of Menashe. Menashe is the shevet that corresponds to Mar Cheshvan. Menashe means to forget. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the king Menashe was called Menashe because Nosha Yutke, he forgot Hashem, and he worshipped idols. Menashe means to forget. Ki Nashani Elakim is Kalamoli. We enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we forget. And it's not possible not to. No matter what kind of Tishrei we had, eventually you start to forget it. It's history, it happened. Now you go back to work, back to everyday challenges, and so, and little by little, it goes to the back of the mind. Whatever we did in Tishrei, we start to forget. But we're not supposed to. We can't help it, we forget. But we're supposed to constantly remind ourselves of what we accomplished in Tishrei, or at least what we were supposed to accomplish in Tishrei. So Parshas Bereishis and Noach talk about a very, very difficult world. They talk about the Nachash, they talk about the Yetzirah, they talk about depression, they talk about every Aveira under the sun, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. We talk about the Mabul. Mabul Miloshen Bilbul, as Rashi says. The Mabul was Mevalbel, it confused. Everything was stirred. The reason they find monkey bones in Alaska and polar bear bones in Africa is not because there was an ice age, it's because there was a Mabul. And the Mabul was a heat age. The Mabul was boiling hot water, as the Gemara says, Bereischen Kilkulu, Ubereischen Nidayim, Bayashoiku Hamoyim, Vachamas Hamelach Shachacha. It was heat, boiling hot water. which will also explain the age, why the world seems to be so much older than we believe it is, because if you keep something on the hot water for so long, it's going to shrivel, it's going to get much older looking, one of the explanations that are given. The marble was mevalbel, the water, the mayim hazeidonim, the marble was mevalbel everything, everything became confused. The Dor HaMabul was a generation that was were confused. They're called the Dor HaMabul. There was a massive hysteria. There was confusion. There was no clarity. They had no emuna. The haraya, they were robbing from one another. Le'nechtam gzardinam ela ala gozel, shenem kimolo ha'oretz chomas mipeneihem. People who don't believe that everything that you get in this world is what you deserve. The money you make is what Hashem wants you to make. The money you did not make, it's because Hashem does not want you to make it. What he has is not mine. If I steal from him, because I think I'm going to have more, that means I don't believe. I don't believe in Hashgachas Hashem, because if it's not meant to be mine, it's not going to be mine. And if I steal, that means I don't believe that whatever I have is mine, because Hashem willed so. So they robbed from one another. They lacked in their emunah. They had no menuchas hanefesh. By everything, like in our time, there's bilbul hamoichin. Everyone is in this. There's so much confusion and hysteria and lack of peace of mind. People don't have peace of mind. They don't have menuchas hanefesh, especially today with the phones and with the emails and with the constant barrage of messages. There's no menuchas hanefesh. All the distractions today, for even just for 1 hour, just to be real, like a Shabbos. A Shabbos is a day of menucha, and Shabbos you can shut your phones. And Shabbos you don't do any business. You don't even think about it. You don't talk about it. You're not supposed to talk about it. You can relax. A yid who's a ma'amin always has menuchas hanefesh. This parsha is called Noyach. Noyach is miloshen menucha. Noyach was a person who was relaxed. Noach believed. Noach was a tzaddik tamim. Noach was saved. Noach did not rob. Noach was not guilty of immorality. All the averis that the Dor HaMabul was guilty of, including that they were part of this bilbul hamoiches, that they lacked clarity, and they were in a state of confusion and upheaval, Noach was free of that. Noach was an ish menucha. Shabbos is a day of menucha. Yom Matzah by Manayach. Manayach is menucha. Shabbos, we don't think about what we did during the week. Kol Malachtecha Asuya. So on Shabbos, we're relaxed. On Shabbos, there's peace of mind. On Shabbos, we're at peace with ourselves. That's the greatest madrega that a person can reach, is that he's at peace with himself. He's calm and collected. He's not nervous because he's totally connected to Hashem. He has emunah and betochen. So what's there to worry about? He's not part of this bilbul. Today, that's a great feat. For someone to be a noyach in a Dor HaMabul is a tremendous madrega. And the entire parasha is called noyach. That despite that, in this entire parasha, number one, there's a mabul and there's also bovel. You have bovel, which bovel comes from the word bolal. Bolal Hashem Sfas Kol Haoretz. There was a bilbul. They spoke first only one language. They spoke Lashon HaKodesh. V'ayichol ha'oretz sofa echos u'dvarim achodim. V'ayih benosam mikedem. They traveled from the east. V'ayimtsu uviko be'eretz shinar v'yeshev u'sham. They found a valley in the land of Shinar, and they settled there. Now what happened in that valley? That's where they built the famous Tower of Bavel, Migdal Bavel. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yantav Kufches, Kuftes, Avir Migdol Mishakeach, the airspace of this tower causes someone to become forgetful. Even today it would seem. Rashi says, Nigzar al Oisai Mokim Sheishakeach. That place has to be forgotten. So that's why they forgot their own language. They forgot what language they spoke. They began to speak other languages. They forgot Lashon HaKodesh. They forgot. So Bavel is associated with Shikcha. Amar Rav Yosef, Bavel u'Bursiv Simin Ra L'Toira. This is not the actual country Bavel. There's a place in Bavel called Bavel, Miloshen Bilbul, where in that place, Meshakchin Halimud, Pnei She'omdim Be'avir HaMigdol. These places were located in the airspace of the tower. So there was a Gezeira, anything in that area, Gemara here in Sanhedrin, and a person would go there, it would cause him to forget, especially Toira. Especially in Yonei Kedusha. And that's exactly what's happening now. We're entering the month of Marcheshvan, the month of Menashe, which Menashe means to forget, the Yetzer Hara wants us to forget what we accomplished in Tishrei. Forget about all the resolutions that you make. You didn't really mean it anyway. Let's go back to normal now. V'shavu banim. It's really interesting. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Mar Cheshvan is Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. Those four words. The first letters, Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Yud Kei Vav Kei, which Mitz Hashem, Rosh Chodesh will speak about that, is the Rosh HaTevis. That's the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Those four words are Begematria, Vishavu Bonim. As the Yismach Moshe we just quoted said, it shouldn't be Vishavu Bonim, that everyone's going back to the way they were. But on the contrary, Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem, Hayoim Hazeh actually means Hischatrus, Sheyu Chadoshim. We're not supposed to revert back to the way we were before Tishrei, before Elul. We're supposed to be climbing higher and higher. Tishrei is called the Yerach HaEsonim. Esonim also means the Avos. They were called Esonim. Esonim are mountains. We have a pasuk in Micha, that's the Haftarah of Balak, where it says over there, Shimu Horim es Riv Hashem v'ho Esonim Moizdei Oretz. Listen, mountains and strong ones, founders of the world, says the Rashi Yedei and Micha, that's the Avos. Yerach HaEsonim, in fact, according to one opinion, the Avos were born in Tishrei. So Tishrei is the month of the Avos. It's the father of all the months. It's the Rashis. It's the mountain of all months. It's the highest of all months. Merubah. We enter now Mar Cheshvan, which in contrast to Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan is like a valley. The mountains that we experienced in Chodesh Tishrei, we go from those mountains to a bika, to a valley. We read this pasuk always as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. V'ayihi benosam mikedem, when they traveled east, from east. We know Chazal Darshan on this pasuk, shenosu mikadmoinoi shel oilam. They left Hashem, who's called the Kadmoin, the one who was always here. Bereshis, the Targum says, milakadmin. Tishrei is kedem. Chadesh yomeinu kekedem. Like the way it was all the way at the beginning. That's Tishrei. Reishis, all the way at the beginning. Milakadmin. Vayi benosa mikedem. We're now going away. We're traveling. We're leaving Tishrei. We're going away from kedem, from kadmoinoi shel oilam. Vayimsu biko be'eretz shinar. Which incidentally, those four words is Rosh HaTevis, shoivev. We know a shoivev is someone who strays. Shoivavim. Someone who strays. Many after Tishrei begin to stray. They were straight. There was a certain yashrus. Tishrei is Isis yashrus, yishras, yeshurun. We begin Sefer HaYosha, Bereshis is Sefer HaYosha. But after Tishrei, people began to turn off again and start to veer off the track. They forget, because that's what the Satan wants us to do now, to forget. Like after the baby's born, you forget. You forget the Torah you learned in the womb. You enter Mar Cheshvan, you forget what you accomplished in Chodesh Tishrei. That's exactly what the Yetzer Hara wants. We can't allow that to happen. We can't be affected by the bilbul. In Mar Cheshvan, there's a bilbul. We no longer have that clarity that we experience in Chodesh Tishrei, where we're on the mountaintops. Now we plummet into a valley. Vayimsu biko be'eretz shinar. Shinar is Bavel. And perhaps we can add, Tishrei is Yerushalayim. In fact, in Tishrei, everyone went to Yerushalayim. Which in Yerushalayim, you have Yosher, you have the letters Yud Shin Reish, Yosher, Yashrus. Shinar is Bavel, which is the opposite. Yerushalayim Horim Savivla. As we spoke many times, that Kedusha is associated with mountains, mountainous area. Yerushalayim is surrounded by mountains. A mountain means that a person is constantly climbing and going higher and higher. A Bika is a straight plain, a valley. There's no mountains there, meaning status quo, no need to go anywhere. Stay the way you are. Be happy the way you are. You're great. You don't have to be greater than you were yesterday. Stay the same way. But not only that, but what's going to happen if you stay the same way is not going to stay the same way. You're going to go back to the way you were before Tishrei, and even worse, which is what the Satan wants us to do. So Mar Cheshvan perhaps is like Shinar. With Shinar has in it the letters Shar Nun. Same letters as Sha'ar Nun. It could either be the Sha'ar Nun of Tumah, or it could be the Sha'ar Nun of Kedusha. Depends. If we forget everything we accomplished in Tishrei, we could chas v'shalom fall into the Sha'ar Nun of Tumah, into Shinar, into Bavel, into Bilbul. Because in Mar Cheshvan there's no clarity. Mar Cheshvan is Yerach Bul. Bul means Bilbul. Bavel, Mabul. In fact, the Yalkut Shemayni says it's called Mabul because the Mem, which is 40, the 40 days of rain in Bul in the month of Beisvav Lamed, which is Mar Cheshvan, which is called Yerach Bul. This is the month where there's Charein Af Shel Mokim. If you notice, in the words Charein Af Shel Mokim, you have the letters Mar Cheshvan. In those four words, Charein Af Shel Mokim, there's a Mem Reish Ches Shin Vav Nun, where the anger of Hashem exists. Because when we enter Mar Cheshvan, now we have to deal with everything that we've been worried about. Now we have to deal with the Yetzirah again. Mashiach's not here yet. There's still a Yetzirah. There's still a Satan. There's still a Nochash HaKadmoni. There's an outside world. There are distractions. There's Bilbul. We now fell. We went from the mountain to a valley, and purposely so. And Hashem says, now I want to see really what you're holding. Because in Tishrei, there's no proof. Because in Tishrei, everyone's on a high. Everyone's doing tshuva. Everyone's in the sukkah. Everyone's dancing Simchas Torah, you hope. Everyone goes to Shul Rosh Hashanah to hear the shofar. Everyone claps Al Chet. Everyone buys a lulav and an esrog. So for 1 month, everyone, we're all in utero. We're all learning Kol HaTorah Kula in the mother's womb. Everything's great. But now, after we get out of that situation, after we're out of that month, which Shinar means, as Chazal tell us, it's called Shinar, Sheninarusham Meisei Mabul. Rashi in this parasha says it's called Shinar because all the dead of the Mabul, the bodies, went down into the valley of Shinar. Sheninaru means they shook down into this valley, this place of Babel. All the dead bodies were there. All the Meisei Mabul. This is the epitome of Bilbul. The Rishoyim that are called Meisim, that's where they are, in Shinar. Sheninaru Sham Meisei Mabul. And not only that, but Rashi in this parasha tells us that the Yetzirah enters a person's body after he's born. We learn it out from Ki Yetzirah Lev Ha'adam Ra Mina'urav, Mina'urav Ksiv, also like Shinar. As soon as the baby begins its descent into the world and it begins sliding down, similar to the Meisei Mabul sliding down into Shinar, the baby slides down into this world. He's going down. He's going from such a high. The mother's womb is like a mountain. It's like we were in the womb. We were in such a high. We were on such a high level, and now we're coming down into the world, like the baby is descending through the canal into the world, and that's when he encounters the Yetzirah for the first time, and that's when we're encountering the Yetzirah, and we're encountering Bilbul, and the Dor HaMabul, and the Dor HaFloga. So what we have to do now is V'noyach Motzachein Be'enei Hashem. That in a world, especially today, we find ourselves now. Sfasema says this, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that in every generation there's a Mabul and a Hafloga, and in every person himself there's Mabul and a Hafloga, because every person has to deal with Sinna and Kinna and Taiva and Kovid. So every person has his own personal Mabul, his own Dor HaMabul, his own Dor HaFloga, his own Bilbul. No one can say that by him everything was always clear and perfect. I never had any questions. I was never confused. I was always straight. And I always had clarity of mind. We all had our questions. We all went through Bilbul at some point in our lives. No one's ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta, except maybe a few. Everyone went through their Bilbul HaMoichin. So we all go through times when we feel like we have a marble inside of us, or we're experiencing that which the Dor HaFloga experiences, the Sfas Emes. The Torah talks to us about it because it's negeya us. You shouldn't read these parashiyos and say, oh, how terrible those generations are. Baruch Hashem, it has nothing to do with me. It does have to do with us, because we experienced this too. And certainly in our time, in Ichvus of the Mashiach especially, and now in this time that we're in now, in 2017, in Tav Shanai and Ches, where the Bilbulim are greater than they ever were, and we're living in a Dor HaMabul L'chol HaDeis, and a Dor HaFlogel L'chol HaDeis, and whatever they experienced then, we are experiencing now, where we're surrounded by Bilbulim constantly. So a Yid has to always realize that his job is to be Noiseichein Be'enei Hashem. One Yid, one community, as the Zohar says, K'nishtachodah, can be the ones that are going to make it happen, that are going to bring the Geula. One Jew, V'noyach, one person, he wasn't even a Jew, V'noyach Motzachein Be'enei Hashem, despite all the Bilbulim around him, despite everything going on, he was able to have clarity of mind and menuchas hanefesh, and he remained a noyach. Ela told us noyach, noyach, ish tzaddik, noyach twice. And it was noyach. He was constantly experiencing menucha despite all the bulbulim that were taking place around him. So where is it real avoda? Where is Hashem really shepping nachas, as we would say? Is it in Tishrei that he's shepping nachas from us, or in Mar Cheshvan? The Emes says it's Tavka in Mar Cheshvan, because in Tishrei, it's not a chiddush. Everyone's doing the right thing. You don't feel right if you're not. You have to be in shul when everyone else is. And you're doing mitzvahs, and you're definitely on this ayur. Of course you are. It's an isarusa de la'ela. Because, again, we're in utero, like we're in our mother's womb. Of course we're learning Kol HaTorah Kula. It counts in Mar Cheshvan. The real nesoyim, the real bechein, the real, the emes, a true avoy, the dafka is now. The Beis Avraham, the Slonim has said, very interestingly on that, which the Gemara brings down in Sanhedrin, which Rashi quotes in this week's parasha, when the dove came back with the olive branch. Vatovoy elov hayoyino le'es erev. The Medayik, why does it say le'es erev? It came back towards the evening. Does it matter when he came back? All right, he came back. Vehine ale zayis torof befia. He or she, as Rashi says, it was in a cave, a zachar, was a zachar. Because normally, in Tanakh, when it says yayina, it says it in female tense. Here it says torof. It should have said torfa. So ale zayis torof befia, in its mouth, it had an olive branch. Chazal darshan, Rashi brings this here, for those who say Perek Shira, in Perek Shira, when we talk about the Yoina, this is what's quoted. Chot Torah is a Lashon Mazon, the Gemara in Erevin. Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara was in Sanhedrin. Amra, this is what the Yoina said. Yihiyu mezoinoisai merurin kezayis biyodesh al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd rather have my sustenance, my parnasa, my food, bitter like an olive, but it's from Hashem, than mesukin kitvash bidei basar vadam. Noyach fed him. Noyach fed the dove for these 12 months in the Teva. Noyach fed all the animals, birds and insects, beasts. All of them were being fed. Noyach was the greatest zookeeper around. And he went around together with his family feeding all the animals for an entire year in the Teva. So comes the Yoina and says to him with this olive branch in its mouth, which olives are bitter, especially a branch, doesn't really taste great. I'd rather have this from Hashem then be fed by you, even though what you feed me is sweet. Because it's better to get it straight from Hashem. We say it in benching. We want the parnasa should be from Hashem himself. Not matnas basa vadam. That's literally what the Gemara is referring to. Says the Beis Avraham from the Slonim, very interesting, which is related to the time we're in now. In the month of Tishrei, we were in a month of sweetness. But was it really our doing? Was it really our avayda? No, we're like given things on a silver platter. Like Noach fed the animals on the teva. In Mar Cheshvan, which Mar is Miloshen Merirus, means it's difficult. It's much harder to serve Hashem in Mar Cheshvan than it is in Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, it's the mood. Everyone is doing what they're supposed to. Again, we're like in the womb. We're learning Torah in the womb. The baby loves it. That's one of the reasons they say the baby cries when it comes out. One of the reasons there's a Shalom Zohar to comfort the child for forgetting its learning, according to one opinion. That's why they serve Arbas like Avelas. It's like Avelas for the child. So says the Beis Avraham beautifully on this pasuk here, and that's why it fits so well. You always read this as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. Better that my mezoinus, in other words, that my avoda be bitter. Like a zayis means in the month of Mar Cheshvan, which is Mar, Meriris, and there isn't all this silver platter and everything being given to us, but we're doing it on our own, we're working on ourselves, because we have to deal with a Yetzirah, we have to deal with an outside world, now we have to deal with a Bilbul, with a Mabul, with a Bavel, with Bilbul HaMoichus, there's no clarity, but yet a Yid finds clarity, even in a world of confusion, that's much greater than when it's Mesukin Kidvash, like in Tishrei. When it's sweet like honey. So the avoda in Mar Cheshvan is the real avoda. This is where it counts. It counts now. Hashem, like we said before, Hashem didn't create a world so that everyone should stay in utero. You have to be born, not to stay in the womb. And in the womb, you're not going to get reward for what you did in the womb. Because whatever you did in the womb, you did without any challenges. There was no trials and tribulations. You didn't have to deal with the Yetzer Hara. There's no outside world. You're in a total or of Kedusha, Ner Dolak Al Roshai, the Kedusha Yorim, they say Tzadikim is to stand up for pregnant women, because they said there's a base medrash going on in their womb, there's Torah being learned constantly, it's the greatest koilal. the greatest yeshiva. There's no, with no distractions, because the baby learns 9 months straight, day and night, Hagisa b'yoyim v'layla, not even with 1 minute of batala during the 9 months that it's in the mother's womb. But that's not why Hashem made the world. He made the world so that a Jew in a world where it's difficult, works on himself, despite all the difficulties, learns even though he's not in the mood, goes to shul, he would rather stay home, controls himself, doesn't look at what he's not allowed to, doesn't go to places where he should not, which in the womb, that doesn't occur. In Tishrei, not that no one does Averis in Tishrei, we're not saying that in Tishrei everything is perfect, but usually, your average Erlich Yid today, in Tishrei, stays away from what he's supposed to stay away from, and he does what he's supposed to. But then when the Mar Cheshvan starts, then already you start to feel like, oh, you know, it's back to normal again. And that's exactly what we're not supposed to fall prey to, that it's back to normal again. It should never be back to normal. We have to extend the Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. We quoted here many times that Tzvila Tzadik, the grandson of the Bnei Yisoschar, said that the word Mar Cheshvan is the letters Roishem Nunches. Noyach, Nunches. The Nunches, there are 58. Nunches is 58. There are 58 days of Elul and Tishrei together, 29 days each. Because the 30th day of Tishrei is already Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So between the 2 months Elul and Tishrei, there are 58 days, which is equal to Noyach. How does one know whether those 58 days accomplished anything? You don't know until you enter Mar Cheshvan, which is Roishem Nunches, which means the impression of the 58 days. The impression of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei, Toldos Noyach, Toldos means the results of the Nunches, of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei, first become known as we enter Mar Cheshvan. Because now we know whether we really meant what we said we're going to do, all the resolutions and everything that we try to accomplish in Tishrei and Elul is only going to really bear fruits in Mar Cheshvan and further. If the minute Mar Cheshvan starts, we revert back to the way we were. That means the whole Elul Tishrei was a farce. It wasn't, we didn't mean it. It was Echad Pev, Echad Belev. So what does the Satan do, of course, after Tishrei is over? Just like we know after Yom Kippur, the Satan is waiting to see whether we really did Shuvah. When Tishrei is over, the Yetzirah, the Satan is really waiting, and he's saying, let's see now, as we start the new year, because the new year really starts now. Mar Cheshvan. This is really when the new year starts. Roishem Nunches. Eil Toldos Noyach. The month of Mar Cheshvan is the Tolda, is the result of the Nunches days of Elul and Tishrei, if it's to be the way it's supposed to. The Noyach Motza Chein Be'enei. Chein is the same letters as Noyach. A Yid has to find Chein Be'enei Hashem. With the Nunches days of Elul and Tishrei will be Noisei Chein Be'enei Hashem if it continues in Mar Cheshvan. But Noyach, unfortunately, did not share this with others. Noyach was a tzaddik. Tzaddikim said he was a tzaddik in pelts. That means he was a tzaddik in his own fur coat. He was a tzaddik to himself. He didn't go out to others. He didn't try to influence the generation. And obviously he had a reason. He held that the door was so far gone, he didn't want to deal with the bilbul of the outside world. So he remained in the confines of his own bubble where he was, taught his family Shem Chom Yefes, and that's it. And that's when Hashem said, Asei lecha tevas atzei goifer, he made a teva. He stayed in the teva for an entire year. You don't find there was any attempt for him to go out into the world and try to influence them, to try to bring some clarity into the world of confusion. Noyach doesn't do that. So that's why we find that Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Rashi brings it over here, with doirish lignai, you know, which is a very strange thing, because lechayra, having a melamedes kol ha'odom lekafsechuz, why did Chazal learn Noyach, or try to understand Noyach in a negative way? They said, Tzadik tomim haya b'doy roysov. That if he would have been in the door of Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't have been anything. And one opinion is, no, certainly if he would have been in the generation of Tzadikim, he would have been even a greater Tzadik. So why is there Yesh Darshan Lignai? I just saw it last night, the Apterov, and I saw it also in the Sefer, Anoisa Nimrei Shof from the Dinever, says that the Yesh Darshan Lignai, they say that he said about himself, Noyach was such an onav, that it's not a contradiction, it's not really two shitas, it's one shita. Chazal tell us he was very great, and had he been in the generation of other of tzaddikim, he would have been even greater. Yesh darshim lignais, a darshan that he considered it a ganai on himself. And he would tell everyone, you know, I am a tzaddik, because everyone else is wicked. But if I would be in a generation of great people, I'd be nothing. So he was referring to himself. That's how the after of Taichus. But the Pashtus, it's going on him the way Chazal understood. Why did they feel it necessary to learn Pshat in Noyach in a negative way? And one of the answers is because he didn't influence his generation. There are actually three Shittas who he's compared to. He's compared to Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shmuel Hanavi. And each one says that if he would have been in the generation of Avraham, he would not have been as great, or Shmuel or Moshe, because those three, Avraham especially, who we begin learning about at the end of the Parsha, went out to their generation, went out to the people, davened for their, you don't find that Noach davened for his generation. Avraham Avinu davened for the Anshei Sedoim. Avraham Avinu immediately, when he recognizes that there's only one God, shares it with the rest of the world. That's why he gets in trouble. That's why he's cast in a fire. That's why he has to leave Ur Kasdim, which the Torah hints to us at the end of the Parsha here, without even telling us who Avraham is. What happened in Ur Kasdim, which according to one opinion, Ur, Rashi brings here, is a valley. So Avraham Avinu goes out of the valley, because that's what Bavel is, the valley, as mentioned before, by Yimsu Bika, the Eretz Shinar. He leaves the valley to travel to Eretz Yisrael and eventually to reach Yerushalayim, Harim Soviv La. And you find in Lech Lecha constantly that Avraham is living on mountains, because Tzaddikim always chose mountains, symbolizing that they were constantly going Holech V'Nasaya Haneg, but going higher and higher. So perhaps this is the reason why the Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Noach, Vayomas Terach B'choron, which we asked before, what's the negeya here, what's the connection, to show us the contrast between Noach and Avraham Avinu. As the Chasam Sofer said, Vayomas Terach B'choron means that Terach was considered dead as long as there was Charoy Nafshel Mokum in the world. Meaning, when Avraham came in on the scene, when Avraham Avinu began teaching the truth, he affected his father. And Terach does tshuva. Terach's no longer dead. Mi heir mi mizrach, Chazal darshnas haftorah of Lech Lecha, that Avraham Avinu brought light into the darkness of his generation. He brought clarity into the generation of into the confusion of the world. He was mevatel. He tried at least to be mevatel the bilbul by bringing clarity, belief in one God. So Avraham Avinu did more than just remain a tzaddik, like Noach was a tzaddik too, but Noach doesn't go out to the world. So Noach, therefore, is not chosen to be the first Jew. Avraham is the first Jew. And Avraham was not born Jewish. Avraham is not born a Jew at all. Avraham, in fact, his parents were idol worshippers. Avraham even was a ben nida, the Medrash says. He was actually the son of a union where his father and mother, his mother was a nida at the time. The Chazal go out of their way to tell us the negativity of Avram's past, to tell us that a Yid, no matter what, can turn himself around, no matter what happened in the past, doesn't matter, and become as great as Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu, in contrast to Noach, who was a tzaddik tamim, b'dayroisav, what Chazal said, but if he would have been in a generation later on, perhaps he wouldn't have been as big, meaning in the generation of those like Avraham Avinu, who went out to the world, to teach them clarity, that they shouldn't fall prey to Mabul and Haflaga. So Avraham Avinu, at the end of the parasha, we learn about him, that you see right away, before the details of Avraham Avinu emerge in next week's parasha. When we come to the end of Parshas Noach, we're seeing a person, Avraham Avinu, right away getting in trouble for spreading the truth, for destroying idols. Does Noach destroy idols? No. You want to worship idols? Worship idols. Okay. He doesn't go out to the world. He doesn't try to make people better. So he remains, that's why he's in a teva. What Mefarshim said, that the reason why he had to sort of suffer and feed animals for an entire year, which is an act of chesed, Gemilas Chasadim, where he has to deal with all these animals, because he didn't deal with the people. He didn't go out to the people. He didn't try to sustain his generation and give them, feed them with MS, feed them with clarity. So his sort of his punishment is that on the teva he has to feed the animals. So as Chazal tells us, he kishay ari, Rashi brings vayishoyer ach noyach, the lion on the teva bit him. So hein tzaddik ba'aretz yishulam. So what was the? Why did he deserve punishment? If he was a tzaddik, tamim hayah b'day roisav. Ki yoyzcha roi si tzaddik lefonai ba'dor hazeh. And the Gemara says, in chulin ein adam, noykef etzboi lemata elam kemach rizin lov nolmaila. A person doesn't even scratch himself if there wasn't a reason. Why did Noach become crippled he was bitten by a lion while he's doing the greatest act of chesed humanly possible in a teva, feeding every animal in the entire world that's on the teva. And Mefarshim explained this was a punishment for not going out to the people, for not davening for the people, for not sharing this with others. So that's the difference in Avram and Noach. So as we enter now the month of Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul, as we enter now the Charein Afshal Mokoim, Shinar, in contrast to Yerushalayim, confusion in contrast to the clarity of Tishrei, valley instead of the mountains of Tishrei, everything we experienced in Tishrei, now we don't have, we have to know, but this is where it counts. This is where it's all at. It's here. The world was created for Mar Cheshvan, not for Tishrei. In Tishrei, we're just given the tools, the yecholus, to be able to deal with the outside world. All those oiros and all the hashpois that we got in Tishrei is so that we should be able to deal with a world of Mar Cheshvan, a world of Bilbul. That's why right away, by Bereishis, Bara Elokim, Eis Hashamayim V'Eis Ha'aretz. Bereishis is Tishrei. Bereishis is Aleph B'Tishrei. Bereishis, Bara Elokim is Emuna, that everything is from Hashem. Gracious. The first thing a Yid has to know is that Bara Elokim Eis Hashemayim V'Eis Ha'aretz, and when he knows that, and when he goes with that all the time, he has clarity, whether I understand it or not, but I know it's Bara Elokim, it comes from Hashem. Then the Ha'aretz Ha'isasayuhu V'avayuhu V'chayshach Alpanei Sahayim, that's Cheshvan. In Mar Cheshvan, there's Toyuhu, emptiness, no Yomim Toivim. Chayshach, Tahayim, Bilbul, Bilbulim, Bolal, Mabul. Beruach Elokim, says the Medrash, Ruchai Shel Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach emerges also from darkness. Mashiach is going to come from the confusion. Just like Avram Avinu emerges from this bilbul, and even Noach in the Dor HaMabul, he comes out unscathed. The only thing is he doesn't affect his generation, so he's not the one that's chosen to be the Redeemer. It comes from Avram instead. So to Mashiach, Ruchai Shel Mashiach, Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Penei Hamoyim, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or Vayehi Or, will emerge from a time like we're in now, Ikvas of the Mashiach, where every Gemara, every detail of the Gemaras that speak about what's going to happen in the generation that Mashiach is going to come, have all been fulfilled without a question. Behidur, Darsha Ben David Ba, this, that, everything that it says is going to happen in the generation that Mashiach will come has happened. Malchus Mizgaroi Zu Bezu is happening. Unprecedented weather patterns are happening. We're now in Tav Shinayin Ches, a year that ends with a Ches. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Ches. Cheshvan is the eighth month. Besides, it's Cheshvan with a Ches. It's the eighth month. It's the Chodesh Hashemini, the month in which in Navi we read that Malchus Beis David, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, took place in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. As the Rimanov quoted by the Bnei Yisoscha says, the reason why there were gzeiros against Yidden in Mar Cheshvan was because of the merida on Malchus Beis David, which began in Mar Cheshvan. Yeravim ben Nevat rebels against Rechavam, against Malchus Beis David, is Davke HaChodesh HaShabodah Miliboy, which is in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So since Mar Cheshvan is the month in which Malchus Beis David was defiled, Mar Cheshvan is a month to restore Malchus Beis David. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begematria Malchus Beis David. Our job is to bring clarity and to remain strong and to have Menuchas HaNefesh, because we have Emunah, and we know that Bereishis Bara Elokim Eis Hashamayim V'Eis Ha'aretz, despite everything that's going around us, we should not be in a spoil, impressed at all from any of the Bilbulim that are going on around us, but we should remain B'Menucha. Menuchas HaNefesh, it's not an easy thing. Tzadikim always wish that you should have Menuchas HaNefesh. It's not an easy thing to have Menuchas HaNefesh, because we're constantly, our minds are always being stirred. We're always nervous about something. There's always something to be confused about, something to be hysterical about. Menuchas HaNefesh, Noyach. A Yid has to have Menucha. Mashiach is called Manoyach. Avakesh Loch Manoyach. In Rus, says the Rekeach, based on the Medrash, that's Mashiach. Mashiach is called Manoyach, because he's going to bring Menucha. Shlaima HaMelech says, Menucha Yeh B'yomav. He's going to bring Menucha to the world, because when he will come, we will have full recognition of Hashem's existence in this world. There will be total Menucha. Mar Cheshvan is Isis Roshem Nun Ches. It could also mean the Roshem of Menucha, that in the month of Mar Cheshvan, which was full of Bilbulim, Dafke in this month we should be zoichet to menucha. In Tishrei it's not a chiddush that we have menucha. On Shabbos it's not a chiddush. Shabbos is a day of rest. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. On Shabbos you feel menucha. You don't do work, you relax, you feel a little more at ease. That's how you're supposed to feel all the time. Yom Shekulei Shabbos and Menucha. We have to extend the Shabbos into the entire week, extend the Tishrei into the entire year, that even in Mar Cheshvan we should feel this Menucha. That's why the first Shabbos in Mar Cheshvan is Dafka called Noyach, Miloshen Menucha. If you have Emuna, if you don't fall prey to all the Bilbulim around you, you remain in a state of Menucha. We should talk about Zeicha to Menucha Sanefesh is the greatest bracha, that we should have Menucha Sanefesh, and we should be Zeicha to the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu before Mar Cheshvan, that by the time Mar Cheshvan comes, as the Alkut Shemayni says in Melachim, we quote this many, many times, that the Chanukah, that means the dedication, the inauguration of the third base Hamikdash, will take place in Yerach Bul and Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, as the Medrash there says, that Mar Cheshvan was insulted, similar to Kislev. Kislev was insulted because the Mishkan was completed in Kislev, but the Chanukah was in Nisan. So the Hashem says to Kislev, don't worry, I'll repay you. Kislev was given Chanukah. And in Chanukah, we actually read about the Chanukah HaMishkan. Mar Cheshvan was insulted because Shlomo HaMelech, the Ish Menucha, finished building the first base HaMikdash in Mar Cheshvan, but he did not dedicate it until the following Tishrei. Ches Tishrei is when he began the dedication ceremony. He waited an entire year. He didn't think Mar Cheshvan is a good month to make a Chanukah. Says the Medrash, Hashem says to Mar Cheshvan, I'll repay you that the third base HaMikdash, which is going to usher in the age of total Menuchas HaNefesh, will be in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan Davka. May we be zeichet to that, to this Nevuah, to this Medrash, that is the Yud, that the third base HaMikdash will be Nischanech. Built, no one knows when it's going to be built, because it could be built any time. The Gemara says many times, Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash. It can be any time. It can be in a minute from now, any time. The Chanukah, though, we're told, the inauguration ceremony, that's going to be in Mar Cheshvan. That's what the measure says. Not in any other month, but in Mar Cheshvan. So the Mar Cheshvan, this empty, dreary month, is going to become a month associated with eternity, because the Bayis HaShlishi will never be destroyed. And the Bayis HaShlishi will bedafka be nischanech in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Yerach Bul, which Bul means wither away, decomposition, something which does not last. Dafka, the third Beis HaMikdash, which will last forever, will be dedicated in Mar Cheshvan, because we will bring eternity into a world of decomposition, clarity into a world of confusion. We should be zeichet to do that and accomplish that and experience Chanukas Bayis HaShlishi by this Mar Cheshvan in the year of Tavshanayin Ches, Begematria Pokoit Pokadati. May we be zeichet to it immediately, and everyone should have a guten Chodesh.